HIV/AIDS has killed more than 30 million people worldwide, and many of those living with the disease are among the world's poorest and most vulnerable, and they can't afford treatment. But several years ago, the U.S. government and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria began pumping billions of dollars into free antiretroviral drug therapy for those in developing countries, and millions are now benefiting. The Global Fund calls it a quiet revolution. Last year, the Global Fund joined up with the agency Magnum Photos to document the impact of this free treatment on 30 people around the world. Larry Towle is one of the Magnum photographers involved in the project. His black and white photos follow the daily life of Toba Nzima. Toba Nzima lives on a farming homestead near Mbambane, Swaziland. That southern African country has one of the highest HIV prevalence rates in the world. Larry Towle and Toba Nzima join us now from the BBC Washington studio. Larry, you've often said that you're a photographer who travels reluctantly. What was it about this project that inspired you to travel to Swaziland, or was it more about Toba Nzima?
I'd done a volunteer project with Médecins Sans Frontières a couple of years before, and I normally photographed other things, usually conflict and land issues, and I thought it was time I started looking at other critical issues in the world, and of course, free healthcare and access to healthcare is one of those things, and the pandemic of AIDS is a second thing. So it was a project I wanted to work on anyway. So I live in a rural area on a small farm, and so does Toba. So when I first met Toba, I walked into her homestead, and I felt quite at home. And as I was saying, she was just such a beautiful person. She was casual, she was friendly, and we struck it off, I think, right away. And so whenever I was there, she just made me feel at home.
The purpose, Toba, of this collection of photographs is to show the positive impact of antiretroviral drugs, or ARVs. How long have you known that you are HIV positive?
It's 6 years.
6 years.
Yes.
And how long have you been kind of a beneficiary of ARVs?
It's 9 months.
Just 9 months?
Yes.
How have you physically changed since taking the ARVs?
When I first took the ARVs, I had lost weight too much, and my body has really reduced in me. So now, up to now, I can see the difference because my weight is coming up. I was weak, and now I can feel that I'm strong. I can do whatever I want to.
Do you see a lot of people around you in Swaziland who have not been as fortunate as you to get ARV treatment?
Yeah, they are. And I try my best to cancel some of the others. Some people are scared even to make the test, even when they feel that they are very sick. When I just try explaining, they are so scared.
And what made you decide to take the test?
It's because my son was sickly, and I just made up my mind that I think I should make the test. Maybe my son is positive. She was very sick, and they told us that, okay, it was TB, and HIV was positive too.
When did he pass away?
It was 2003.
Do you know how your son contracted HIV?
Yeah, I know. I don't know exactly, but I think it was through me, maybe. He took it from me.
Larry, for you, which is the picture of Toba that you feel is somehow emblematic of her condition right now, both, you know, health-wise and just, you know, her attitude?
Photography is not a real simple language, you know. This one looks better than that one because, you know, she looks like she's gained weight. Well, when I first met Toba, she looked good from the beginning. You know, we have a classic idea of somebody who's, you know, contracted AIDS and what they may look like. And in Swaziland, you wouldn't know there is a pandemic as there is. People are not dying on the street. It's not like there's a famine. You know, one woman in three in Swaziland is HIV positive, I want to stress. So it's not a rare thing. You know, if you go into some hospices, you'd probably find extremely ill people, but that's not the case. It's a rural country. It's a beautiful country. People look good. Toba looked good the first time I met her.
Toba, you've lost two partners to AIDS. One of them gave you the disease, presumably. Your son died at age 8 of complications from HIV just 2 weeks after starting the ARVs. Your daughter has it. And yet, in these pictures, you never look angry.
I'm really not angry. But, okay, it made me sad, but I think I had to let it pass. I really hope that some people can get to know about this. So I try by all means to counsel one, each and everyone about the disease so that they can even maybe prevent it. My prayer is just that everyone can take care of him or herself.
Well, Toba and Zima, thank you very much for speaking with us, and thank you very much for opening yourself up to Larry Towell and his camera.
Thank you, too.
Larry Towell, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michael.
The Access to Life exhibit opens tomorrow at the Corcoran Gallery in Washington. To see Larry Towell's photos of Toba and Zima and other photos from the exhibit, go to theworld.org. Access to health care in countries like Swaziland relies on a number of factors. Money is one. Political support is another, and that's a big problem right now in another southern African country, Zimbabwe. That's according to the UN's children's agency, UNICEF. UNICEF has warned that 500,000 children no longer have access to health care and food. That's due in large part to the Zimbabwean government's decision last week to stop aid organizations from working in the country. The government alleges that aid groups had campaigned for the opposition during Zimbabwe's recent presidential election. Yesterday, a senior member of Zimbabwe's main opposition party was arrested. Tendai Biti was taken into custody as he stepped off a plane from South Africa. Today, Zimbabwe's High Court ordered the police to explain why they're keeping him. That ruling came ahead of a second-round vote in the presidential election. The runoff later this month is between the current president, Robert Mugabe, and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Tsvangirai won the first round but fell short of the majority needed to win the presidency outright. Today, Mugabe warned that some of his armed supporters would launch a Bush war if the opposition won. Also today, a group of 40 prominent African leaders published an open letter about the crisis in Zimbabwe. The leaders include former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, among others. The letter spoke directly to the issue of banned aid organizations in Zimbabwe, saying, "We call for an end to the violence and intimidation and the restoration of full access for humanitarian and aid agencies." You can find a link to the letter on our website, theworld.org.